This is a podcast from Newstalk Radio 710 WOR. You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
God, I'm walking here! I'm walking here!
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be. WOR 710, Taxi Dave's radio show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here with Frank Finizia. How you doing tonight, Frank?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
Me? I'm fantastic. But I'd be a lot better if people would learn how to drive. I was on the New York State Thruway early this morning. I figured I'd come north early this morning, and there's a place that's a 17-mile gap between exits. And, of course, right after one exit, about a mile later, traffic has stopped. Stop-and-go traffic for 10 miles, all because there's an accident on the right shoulder. 10 miles of stop-and-go traffic, over an hour to do those 10 miles. Oh, so I guess that's about 10 miles an hour. Yeah, about 10 miles an hour. So it doesn't sound that bad, but it's horrible when you're used to driving, you know, 65 is the limit on the thruway. You know, why does everybody stop to look at accidents? And you almost feel good when you pass the accident and look on the southbound side and you see all the traffic there for miles because people are slowing down and stopping to look at the accident on the other side of the road. Crazy stuff. Really crazy. But we're still ready. We're on the air here at the beautiful Melrose Studios. Hey, Frank, do me a favor. Move your microphone over a little bit more. We're getting some feedback. Thank you. We're going to talk about a lot of things. There's the price of gas. There's green cabs picking up in Manhattan again. I'm getting all kinds of reports. Metro North survey results. Hey, do you take the train into work as a commuter? You know, gridlock alert days. In fact, let's do that now. There are 7 gridlock alert days left in New York City. We'll give 2 because next week there are 2. What a surprise, huh? The next gridlock alert day for the holiday season is this coming Wednesday, December 3rd. And the one after that is this coming Friday, December 5th. So Wednesday and Friday, gridlock alert days, heavier than normal traffic in Manhattan, take mass transit, park your cars outside the Central Business District, take taxis, and just try to avoid driving in New York City on Wednesday, December 3rd, and Friday, December 5th. Each Sunday we'll give you the rest of the gridlock alert days. There's been some articles in the New York Times and other places about the price of the medallion dropping. But let's talk about the price of gas dropping first. As though no one's noticed. You know, I remember, it's a long time ago, 14 years ago, but 14 years ago, you could get a gallon of gas for 99 cents. Then it went all the way up to $4, then it came down, then it went up, and it's been like a roller coaster. This past summer, a barrel of oil cost over $102. Just this past summer, in July. Actually, it was June. This past week, a gallon of oil was just over $65. That's like a 37%, more than one-third less. You know, why does that happen? Well, one of the reasons it happened is because Saudi Arabia and Iran, they did not agree to reduce the production, which I guess in this case is a pretty good thing. So they're out there producing. Meanwhile, we have vehicles that are gas efficient. One thing Obama has done is raise the miles per gallon required per vehicle. A lot of people are buying hybrids. And, you know, what does this mean to the regular person, a real person? Well, a driver who uses 2 gallons of gas a day is saving about $50 a month. That's the easiest way to put it. $50 a month if you're driving with 2 gallons of gas a day. How many gallons of gas a week do you use, Frank? Any idea?
Me personally, probably 2. I take the trains.
I see. Oh, a mass transiter. Hey, let me ask you something. Do you take Metro North or New Jersey Transit?
New Jersey Transit Pass and then the subways in the city.
Yeah.
In Manhattan. I said the city again. I don't want to make a repeat performance of last week. In Manhattan.
It depends on what you're giving the taxi drivers to drink.
Exactly.
So, if you take New Jersey Transit every day, are your trains on time every day?
You know what? This is going to be the kiss of death right here. I'd probably say since they put the last survey out, so a few months ago, New Jersey Transit left everyone, you know, all the seats on the train. You know, there was an announcement that, hey, we really want your input, and here's the survey. So I think the time to really kind of go at it and spend some time and give some detail as to how New Jersey Transit really needed to change their schedule times and just say ish after every number, because it was a coin toss if your train was going to be plus or minus 15 minutes. And maybe they actually read some of the surveys, but the schedules they've been spot on. I mean, the trains have literally been plus or minus, you know, 30 seconds. So I've definitely have no complaints. They've been on time.
Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihail@aol.com. That's taxihail, H-A-I-L, at AOL.com. And we will read your emails on the air, and we want to speak to you on the phone. As far as Metro North's survey, customer satisfaction on the Harlem River line, you know, that's the line with Spite and Dival where 4 people died last year in the derailment when the engineer fell asleep or whatever he did, doing 80 miles an hour on a 20-mile-an-hour curb. Not only the Harlem line, but the Hudson line and the New Haven line, customer satisfaction has dropped 20 points. In June, 73% of Metro North's east of Hudson customers were satisfied, but that's a big drop. And let's see, 59% versus 88%. The satisfaction among subway customers was 78%, by bus customers 73%. I mean, let's face it, if you have 3/4 of the people satisfied, that's not enough for mass transit. That means 1 out of every 4 people are pissed off. And then I'll tell you about the Port Jervis line. A day doesn't go by when a train isn't canceled last minute, when a train isn't late, when there's mechanical breakdowns, and then you get to the Frank Lautenberg Transfer Center, and one of the tubes is closed, and then you're really screwed trying to get into Penn Station for a half hour. You take the trains, are you happy with them, are you unhappy with them? Give us a call. 800-321-0710. But green cabs are supposed to only pick up above 96th Street on the east side and above 110th Street on the west side. Michael, you're next on, and you're first, actually, on the Taxi Dave Show. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Hi, David. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you.
Yeah, David, for a while, the green cab has stopped picking up people in Manhattan, and that was a relief. However, this week they have come back.
Well, it's Thanksgiving week. It's a busy week. A lot of tourists, a lot of people need cabs.
Right. they learned new tricks. One customer told me that the driver of a green cab told him that in the boroughs, they are taxis. But when they come to the city, they are car service. So they don't have to put their meter on, and people believe it.
So they're telling customers that they can negotiate a fare?
Right.
You know, NYPD could be heroes here. NYPD could make hundreds of millions of dollars in summonses for illegal things instead of some of the cops inventing crimes against yellow cab drivers to empty their quota books. You know, and here's a case. You say you're a customer. You hail a green cab. He stops and he tells you a story. Fine him. Put him out of business. You know, the first fine, if he gets fined three times for picking up in Lower Manhattan in 10 years, his license is revoked. Yet, according to you, Mike, there's no fear.
Yeah. David, today I worked like for about 4 hours. I mean, there were so many green cabs on Fifth Avenue, and picking up is like, this is their territory.
Well, you know what you could do? If you, just to let you know, we've had the chairwoman of the Taxi Limousine Commission on this show more than once, and she recommends getting the exact location, time, plate number, reporting it to 311, who is now ready to take those complaints, and every complaint will be investigated.
But I don't think there's a 311 on Sundays or Saturdays.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So call them Monday and tell them you saw it on Sunday. What can I tell you? Anything else, Mike?
That's it for now.
All right. Well, thanks for listening and thanks for calling and enlightening our listeners with what's going on with green cars in Manhattan today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Frank, what would you do about that?
You know what? I think you really have to have some conversations with law enforcement. I mean, you've got these green cars out picking up, negotiating fares. I mean, it's funny. When I walk out of my office and I step onto the street, I see them driving around downtown, and no one, you know, you'll get a couple of cars that kind of look to see if you're looking to hail, but no one's come over to the curb. But I'm very curious to see if one day somebody tries to actually pick me up.
So nobody's tried to pick you up?
No one's tried. You've definitely seen them look. I thought about raising my hand one day just as kind of a test, but I'm like, you know what? I'd rather not do that. This was a couple of months ago where I actually saw a guy kind of really look at me, and I'm like, they seem to have been at their best behavior for that stretch of time, but now I think it may be maybe the time to stretch out and see if someone wants to go for it or not.
Here's an email. I'm listening to your show from Virginia. Somehow the AM radio is picking it up. I left at 9 o'clock this morning. 95 is like a redneck demolition derby. There are accidents all over the place. Just wanted to let you know because you spoke about your delay in accidents. Oh, well, thank you very much for calling.
Delays are universal, regardless of where you're from.
You want to hear something really weird, Frank? Last night, my daughter recommended a restaurant. I might as well. It's called the Yard Something. And they have sports TVs all over the place. They play classic rock music. The food is excellent. So, you know, and just a great selection of food and drink. And I was wearing a hat that my mother gave me that says Taxi Dave. It was a mistake. But I'm sitting at the table, and this couple comes up to me and says, "Are you Taxi Dave?" You know, and I'm like, "No, I just like wearing the hat." No, I said, "Well, yeah, I have a radio show." They said, you know, the wife said, "Do you remember me? I called your show once. We listen all the time. We live in Florida. We're up for the Thanksgiving holiday, and this is my father's favorite restaurant." So that was Joe and Allison that came over to the table from Florida, who listen to the Taxi Dave show, and they're probably listening right now down there. And I went over and introduced myself to their parents. So you never know when there are fans around. And, of course, Ma, thanks for the hat. I don't think I'll wear it again in public.
Goes to show you, you always need to be on your best behavior.
That's true. That's true. But now she got to meet the part of my family, got to meet my daughter, Stephanie, you know. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Are you happy with the price of gas going down? Anybody making money off the price of gas going down or up? And I wonder if we should get into this. The price of the medallion dropping, as reported in the New York Times. I'm open to discuss it. But in the meantime, transit systems upstate and downstate, all over New York State, sorry, Jersey, will need $1 billion in capital investments in 2015 through 2019. And there's a funding gap. What a surprise, a funding gap of almost $600 million. That's according to the New York Public Transit Association. You know, what is the New York Public Transit Association? Good question. It's made up of 24 professionals, and Governor Cuomo is behind it. The infrastructure needs are, you know, it's needed statewide. And this report was done without the services needed by the MTA, by the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. Now, the New York NYPTA, the New York Public Transit Association, they cited that capital investment is the key to replace overage buses, repair aging and passenger and maintenance of passenger facilities, introduce modern technology for the customers. So they need additional investments to expand transit service. And they don't know where they're going to get the money from. So the report shows that existing revenues will cover 43% of capital needs for the suburbs, upstate and downstate over the next 5 years. So there's more than 100 transit systems in upstate New York and downstate suburban counties that carry over 550,000 riders each day that need this money. There you go. We need more money. And somebody told me that they read something about the Tappan Zee Bridge toll going up to $18, possibly. It's $5 now. You know, we couldn't find out a price before the election. Now it's after the election, and we're hearing in the area of $15 to $18 on the Tappan Zee Bridge. So you know what you're going to do, Frank, with all the money that you save, or that people who drive every day and commute every day save on gas? They're going to give it to the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
To New York State in tolls.
It's going to be a short-lived, feel-good situation, but then when they raise the tolls, that'll take care of that.
Now, if you live in Upper New York State, you're going to want to hear that Albany and Binghamton topped the list for property taxes in 2014. White Plains residents paid the highest per capita taxes, and had the highest per capita spending. Geneva, that's up in the Finger Lakes, had the highest per capita debt. The southern tier town of Alma had the highest effective town tax rate. And the Long Island town of Oyster Bay, by the way, which last week they passed a budget, and in that budget they hiked taxes 8.8%. They had the highest per capita debt and spending of New York's towns with more than 100,000 residents. Oyster Bay, huh? Allegheny County residents paid the highest county property tax rate, and Lewis County had the highest per capita spending, and Nassau County had the highest per capita debt. So much for Nassau County. Okay. Let's take an email. Hey, Taxi Dave, I agree with what you said about drivers slowing down on highways or streets just to look at accidents because they don't know by doing this that it slows everyone else down behind them, which causes traffic. At the end of the day, I believe it's just human nature to always look. Happy holidays. Chris from Brooklyn. Thanks for emailing, Chris. That's taxihale@AOL.com. Let's take a call from Sergio. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Taxi Dave. How's it going?
Fantastico. How are you doing, Sergio?
Beautiful, beautiful. Everything is hunky-dory. Hey, Dave, I was listening to the gentleman calling you about the green cabs. You know, it's just not green cabs. You know, it's green cabs, it's livery cabs, it's New Jersey plated cabs. It's people without plates. It's just not one, you know, little group of people. It's a massive invasion of Midtown Manhattan.
A massive invasion of Midtown Manhattan.
It's a massive invasion. You could say that. You could tell that to the commissioner, Josie. You know, the solution is pretty simple. The solution is just common sense. Let the TOC do their freaking job. The TOC enforcement to do their job. We deserve at least that they protect our territory since they've been just giving it away to everybody. At least they should give us that and come out and enforce all these illegal pickups and all this nonsense that's going on in the street. Right in front of everybody's eyes.
Okay? Do you ever see yellow cabs pulled over?
I see yellow cabs pulled over every day.
Do you ever see green cars pulled over?
I haven't seen any, but I'm going to be honest. I've only seen one or two green cabs pick up on the streets. Maybe I'm not paying that much attention to it, or I'm just not in the right place at the right time. I know what's going on because I have friends that drive green cabs, and they tell me, oh, I got this ticket. They are getting, some people are getting tickets, but it's not enough. It's not enough. Since when did it become legal for anybody else to pick up in Midtown Manhattan besides the yellow cabs? I want you to tell me that. When did that become legal? Because it's happening. I mean, all you have to do is just stand on Fifth Avenue and 50th Street at 4:30 in the afternoon, and you're gonna, it's right in front of you.
Actually, it became legal in the 1800s, but that's only for horse-drawn carriages. That's the truth, Sergio. You're allowed to hail a horse-drawn carriage.
Another thing, have you ever considered being the commissioner, running, trying to get, nice and cozy with somebody that could appoint you the commissioner? Because we need somebody that knows.
There are nine commissioners. There's one chairperson. Right. And there's five commissioners appointed by each borough president. So that's five. There are three commissioners appointed by the mayor and the chairperson appointed by the mayor. So five from the boroughs, four from the mayor's office.
Four from the mayor. But and this mayor, he already appointed his four?
They have a lot from last year. They appointed a gentleman from the Department of Finance, actually, which is a good thing because there's a lot of stuff going on now. You need someone who's a financial expert. We have another commissioner appointed by Bloomberg who works with Citibank, who's a great numbers guy. We've sat with him many times. And, but as far as me, I've thought about being a commissioner, not the chairperson, because Lord knows I don't want all that crap. But, it's a non-paying job, you should know, being one of the eight commissioners. That's not the chairperson, is non-paying. Mm-hmm. And you know what happens a lot of times, they get involved in their own businesses, their own jobs. And when it comes time to go to a taxi and limousine commission meeting or hearing, they're given a stack of papers, which they can't really digest at that time. And the Bloomberg administration was notorious for giving commissioners encyclopedias worth of information to read during a meeting and then vote on it. And it was impossible to get a fair vote, in my opinion. This commissioner is a lot better. They have hearings and then they actually vote on it a month later, like they should. Exactly. So, there's a vetting process.
Once they had a chance to digest the information that they're being given, then they get to vote, which is logical, right?
Yeah, you would think. You would think, but, Bloomberg politics trumps everything else.
Yeah. Another thing, I don't want to take up all your time, but with this taxi medallion price, I actually own my own medallion. And, I think there's a little panic going on right now because I think they thought that they were going to speculate in the taxi medallion business. They actually didn't know that, you know, when you buy a medallion for $1 million, you're going to have to go out there and freaking work your butt off, you know? And a lot of people, a lot of the drivers, they have gone to Uber, they have gone to the green cabs, and there's a shortage, and a lot of people got their medallions returned to them from the brokers because they didn't have enough drivers. And these guys are probably older, they can't drive, they have to sell the medallion. So right now there's a little shift going on, and I'm sure everything's going to stabilize because, do you really think Uber or the green cabs are going to, dominate this industry with 14,000 cabs out here? No.
Absolutely not.
Not
absolutely
happen.
Not. You know, I spoke. So let me add a little to what you're saying. How long have you owned a medallion, Sergio?
15 years.
All right. So you've seen the price go up. You've seen it go down, and you've seen
when
it go
I bought
up.
It, it went down. When I bought it, it went down 30%.
Okay.
The 3 months after I bought it, it went down 30% to $180,000.
Remind me never to go gambling with you.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
What people don't realize is they hear a medallion owner and they think of people who own hundreds of these medallions. They think of millionaires. You know, Bloomberg portrayed medallion owners as millionaires. Folks, medallion owners are like Sergio. He owns one medallion, and what did he get when he bought a medallion? He got a monthly bill of hundreds of thousands of dollars, a mortgage that he has to pay off with the hopes one day that he can sell it up the road, maybe 20 or 30 years from now, for some profit, like a retirement fund. And all that time, he's under regulation. He's drug tested. He's licensed. He's insured. Okay? And he's serving the public. One screw up, and he can lose his license. But
anything. A screw up, and I lose my license, and I lose everything.
You know, so the first thing is that medallion owners aren't wealthy people. They're hardworking, individual, small business men and women. Were you born in the States? Were your parents born here, Sergio?
No, I'm first generation here. My parents were born in Dominican Republic.
You see, this is one of the great things, you know, about New York City and about, you know, the American dream. It's a stepping stone to success. But it's hard work, you know.
Work.
It's not a cornucopia of endless money.
No.
It's hard work. And that's why people like Sergio call this radio show, because they're saying, hey, I've given my life to the city of New York. I've been paying a mortgage. I bought a medallion. If you bought it at an auction, the city got the money. Now, why aren't they protecting me? Well, the answer is, there's 160 inspectors. You figure with three shifts, and some sick, and some on vacation, and a lot in-house, how many are actually out there? And that's why I say you need NYPD. If you have NYPD out there picking on yellow cabs, they should actually be doing stings for other vehicles picking up illegally. Because those are the cars ripping the public off, residents and tourists, by saying, oh, yeah, you know, sure, I'll take you to Penn Station from St. Paddy's Cathedral. Give me $50.
Yeah.
And people don't know any better. They don't even know if the car's insured. You said private plates. I'm sure you've seen cars with private plates pick up fares after negotiating on street corners.
Yeah. Many passengers, they're very naive about, you know, they just see a Lincoln Town car. They don't check plates. They don't know any of that. And they just get in with anybody, you know. They just want to get to their destination. I understand that. But there really needs to be more enforcement. Enforce more rules on the yellow cabs. I don't care, but let's have an even slate and do it across the board. Let everybody, whatever regulation. Hey, you got these yellow cabs. They're driving too fast. They're doing this. They're doing that. Hey, they're not helping me. because when I see one of these cabs do one of these nonsense nonsensical driving mistakes that they do all the time, it's not helping me because the customer is going to get in the back and says, oh, what do I always get? Oh, the last cab driver was so bad and this and that and blah blah. They might say, oh, this one's going to be the same. So across the board, let's have the enforcement that's necessary, that we're paying for, that we deserve, that we're entitled to, being, the first line, the face of New York. We're the face of freaking New York.
You have my vote. I think you should be commissioner, one of the commissioners.
Thanks a lot.
Get to know your borough president. Thanks for listening and calling the Taxi Dave Radio Show. Hey, Frank, Sergio's right. I think
Sergio's
100%.
Right. He couldn't have said it any better. I mean, he hit all the key issues. You know what? There are rules and regulations that are out there. He's not begrudging, God forbid he gets a ticket for doing something wrong. But guess what? Level playing field, apply it to all.
Taxi Dave, if New York City doesn't protect the taxi industry, who's going to protect us? Who's going to protect the credit unions and the banks, too? That's an email at taxihail@aol.com. There's a few more just like that, so I don't want to sound redundant. But our phone number here is 800-321-0710. When we come back, we'll talk about protecting the medallion. We'll talk about medallion prices, if you like, because I see a few callers on the line want to talk about that. I'm Taxi Dave. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Radio Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here at the beautiful Melrose Studios in Briarwood, Queens. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh, Superfly. You're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do what that.
Sunday night, you're listening to Taxi Dave on WOR 710. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I'm here with Frank Venizia at the beautiful Melrose Studios in Briarwood, Queens. Mayor de Blasio has a financial plan, and he's calling for administrative efficiencies. Actually, lowering the gaps calls for administrative efficiencies. He released a new financial plan this month, and it moves forward the administration's initiatives, including greenhouse emissions, retraining NYPD officers, and expanding services to victims of domestic violence. If you want to hear specifics, $24.4 million going to One City Built to Last. That's the mayor's plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from public and private buildings. $29 million for in-service training at the NYPD as the department retrains approximately 20,000 uniform members. $13.7 million for Operation Summer All Out, increased NYPD presence in the precincts that had seen the highest number of shootings in previous years. $3.4 million for the Department of Homeless Services to increase the number of shelter beds dedicated to street homeless individuals. And I just read that they opened up 23 homeless shelters. $11.5 million for Human Resources Administration for the Department of Homeless Services to fund rental assistance program for survivors of domestic violence. These are serious problems, and I'm proud to know that the mayor is addressing them. Okay, let's take some phone calls. Abe, you're next on the Taxi Dave's radio show.
Dave, how are you?
I'm great.
Well, that's good to hear. I just want to say, I was 22 years old in 1970 when I started driving a New York City taxi cab. I was just out of the United States Army. Okay, it seemed like the perfect job for me, and actually it was. Okay, I loved it. You know, I loved it, and it was a love-hate relationship, but I mostly loved it. Okay, I did it for 42 years. I worked my tuchus off. Okay, managed
tuchus, that's a scientific term, I believe, right?
Yeah, well, we all know what that means. Okay, you know, I managed a taxi. I managed drivers. Okay, at one time I had two taxis. Okay, and I cut it down to one. I let the other half of my corporation take over. Okay, I paid off my medallion loan, almost all of it. Okay,
and how long did that take you?
40 years. I don't know. I still owe some money, but actually the money that I owe, I have behind me.
All right. So after 40 years, you paid off the medallion.
Right. Right. Okay. And, you know, I'm very happy today that I don't have to drive, okay, that I'm getting an income from all of the work that I put in over the years, okay? And the last thing that I want to do is drive for Uber.
So,
okay,
your asset that you've paid after working hard for the city of with the city of New York for 40 years, your assets paying dividends. So if you're not working for Uber, are you semi-retired?
Well, you would say that. I'm not working for Uber, and I don't want to work for Uber. But the way things are going, I might have to work for Uber.
Why is that?
Because I might not have any income by the time they're done.
I don't know about that, Abe. You've been in this business a long time, just like Sergio has.
I know,
and you've seen the dips and the valleys. And look, there's a lot of BS out there. You know, there's a lot of crap out there. This Thursday, there's going to be a driver fair. And I'll tell you right now, people like Melrose, okay, they're stepping up to the plate. They're going to guarantee drivers, as long as supplies last, that the day they get their hack license as a result of this driver fair, they're going to guarantee the driver a medallion to drive, to lease with a vehicle, and they're going to reimburse the driver for his expenses, okay, of getting the hack license. That's hundreds of dollars. So, you know, that's one thing that's happening. Another thing that's happening is, you know, Sergio talked about a level playing field with summonses. Well, when a driver finally gets to lease a medallion today, there are a lot of accessible vehicles. The whole city, every editorial you read, accessible vehicles are great. We can't forget the disabled. Great. So how come Uber doesn't have any accessible vehicles?
That's a good question.
Okay, so drivers would say, you know, I want a hybrid. I don't want to drive an accessible vehicle. So the yellow industry is facing that. And that, my friend, is going to come to an end soon, too. You know, there's a lot that's going to come to an end. So,
well, you know, I am optimistic, Dave, okay? But you know, when you read the news that the TLC has been inflating prices, you know, it's very disturbing, you know, that they have been reporting for a year and a half that the corporate medallion was $1,320,000 and the individual medallion was $1,050,000 when that wasn't true. Okay.
You can't blame the TLC for this, because the same people who are complaining about this took advantage of this. It was okay when look what my investment's worth now. They didn't do anything wrong. Okay, there were certain laws and rules based on the highest price. They couldn't, you know, you go, if you sell a medallion for $1 less than the highest price, it takes 6 weeks to get a letter from the approval from the Department of Finance. Okay, but the same people who are complaining about, you know, non-transparency from the TLC, this is a system that's been going on since forever. And there's two links to look at. There's a link of the average price. And then there's a link of the real prices of all medallions. Some choose to look at the average price. But if you looked at the real price, as I did every month, you knew what was really going on. You know, this is all smoke and mirrors.
Then what is all of this hype, you know, such as the New York Times coming out with an article, you know, you know, as if the world was coming to an end.
Because they don't know the taxi industry, and they're buying into the BS that certain people are putting out there. If it wasn't for the regulatory body, this Taxi and Limousine Commission, your investment would have been gone a long time ago. Believe me.
This is true, Dave, and I agree with you on that. Okay, it's just that why all of the hoopla? Why can't things just be reported accurately?
Okay? You see, when prices are going up, you know, and people are refinancing and taking money out, it's like, oh wow, this is a great thing. As soon as there's a little workforce problem, because drivers would rather drive a hybrid instead of an accessible vehicle, okay, now it's like, oh, wow, the TLC's been, you know, been reporting high medallion prices. Look, it takes 2-3 months to do a transfer. So when you do a transfer on December 1st, it really started 3 months ago.
Okay.
So is
right,
that...
So let me ask you this. I want you to look into your crystal ball. And tell me, where is this industry going to be a year from today, 3 years from today?
This industry is as strong as the Rock of Gibraltar. It's going to be here. It's not going anywhere. There are certain technology companies who are calling for death to all taxis, okay? We
right.
don't believe that. Because if you look at the TLC statistics, drivers, okay, are earning $18 an hour, shift drivers. I know there are some days they don't make much money, but there are other days where they make a lot of money. And if you average out, you know, $350 per shift for a Dove driver or an owner driver, I mean, what is the asset worth? It's worth the amount of income you can make in a shift. They're
That's
making
right.
money out there. The loans are
That's
being
right.
paid out there. Okay? And
okay.
so that shows me that people in New York City like to put up their hands and hail cabs. There's enough business out there for Uber, enough business out there for Lyft, enough business out there for the yellow taxi industry, the green cars, car services, paratransits, and my brother's bicycle. We just Sergio is right, there has to be a level playing field. So I don't think you have anything to worry about, Abe, at this time.
Okay.
Thanks for listening and calling Taxi Dave's radio show. Thanks. Tom O'Connor, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Tom.
I got a little bit to say. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know which one direction we're going to go, but the New York Taxi and Limousine Commission for the last, I don't know, say 10 years or less, has been auctioning off medallions for various prices up to over $1 million. And don't you feel as if they should have some consideration for the ones that they sold to drivers and forced them into heavy finances, that they would turn around and protect these drivers, these small business people, give them some protection, you know?
Who do you think put together this this driver expo, this yellow taxi driver expo? It's a Taxi and Limousine Commission, and they brought in other agencies. They understand, you know, if I'm New York City, their actions indicate to me that every move they make, they consider the New York City taxi industry as a whole, and the medallions as part of that industry. There's no doubt in my mind, Tom. Okay? They're just not going to drop a bomb on it and say, okay, let's get rid of them and do the next thing.
All right, I hope that's the way it's going to work its way out. But they definitely have a responsibility. They sold a lot of medallions for $1 million or better, and they're turning around, and things are getting very negative in the industry.
And just to let you folks know, the city gets $1 million. The purchaser gets a loan after putting down his family's savings, maxing out credit cards, just to own a medallion. He gets a loan of $800,000 to pay off, like Abe, over the next 40 years, maybe. Tom, thanks for listening and calling Taxi Dave's radio show. Here's an email. The 42nd Street Marriott, formerly a Tudor City Hotel. My sister stayed there. I'm a New Yorker. She asked the doorman to hail him a cab, and the doorman told my sister, "We don't hail cabs anymore. You must use Uber." Now, there's one I haven't heard before. So why don't you drive by the 42nd Street Marriott and have a few nice words for the doorman over there? You're not going to hear stuff like this anywhere else, folks. Only on Taxi Dave's radio show. Bert, you're next on Taxi Dave's Radio Show.
Hi, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody. I'm listening to all the comments, Dave, from Sergio, from Tom, and from you, and I'm feeling a lot better, actually, than I did after reading the New York Times article. What I would really recommend and appreciate, Dave, if maybe you took the time and space in your newspaper and responded to the article. And the article, by the way, for the most part, didn't talk about medallions in New York City. It talked about medallions in Chicago and other places. New York City is very unique in that there is no city in the world that has the amount of business on the street that New York has, you know, for hailing taxis. And no matter what technology is out there, there's still always going to be a good market, I think, for yellow cabs that people hail. So I think we want to answer that. And the New York Times also didn't mention what somebody else mentioned, or what you mentioned, actually, that these are not millionaires. These are hardworking people who basically bought themselves a 14-hour-a-day job. And you know what? If they have something that's worth $1 million after working 14 hours a day for 6 days a week for 20 or 30 or 40 years, I think they deserve a pension. And the pension is very small compared to what somebody that cleans the toilets on the New York City subways gets a bigger pension than the medallion is worth after you divide it up and after you lease it. So I think that's a lot to say, and I think you should respond to the New York Times and give them some facts, all right? And this all started, of course, with, you know, Mayor Bloomberg said he wanted to destroy the industry, and you know he's probably doing a good job of trying to do that. You know, maybe very quietly.
He's
maybe
causing chaos.
Maybe that's what he's doing.
He's causing confusion. He's causing fear. Okay,
yeah.
But I'm telling you, he's going to lose the battle. You know, hire all the ex-chiefs of staff and deputy commissioners from the TLC you want. Hire all the former campaign managers you want. Hire all the former city hall media people you want. People like to take yellow cabs in New York City, and that's the end of it. We're going to be here. Here's an email. The city is out to make money on the backs of the drivers, in my opinion, having seen ticket enforcement rise over the years. It's simply too difficult for the NYPD to enforce against out-of-state and straight-plate vehicles and others who pick up in the exclusionary zone. I hope Commissioner Bratton listens to your radio show. Thank you very much for that email. What could I tell you? And when we come back, we'll take some more of your calls, okay? And we'll just keep it to the calls because we have a lot of people who've called our 800-321-0710 number. Frank, I'll even let you say a few words.
I'm enjoying the show.
I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get here from there. Stay tuned.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
She said, yeah, 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 yeah.
Taxi Dave is back. It's Sunday night in the Big Apple and New Jersey and Connecticut and Australia and the Middle East and Florida and Virginia and anywhere else you're listening to us. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Hey, Frank, what do you think about the last couple of callers? Or email, or people who emailed us?
Between the emails and the phone calls, I mean, there's definitely a lot of attention that got drawn. And
what would you do if a doorman told you, "Oh, we don't have yellow cabs anymore. You have to call Uber"?
You know what? I would turn to him dead in the eye and say, "You know what? Thank you, because the couple of bucks that I was going to put in your hand for going out and getting me that car now gets to stay in my pocket, and I'm going to walk to the corner and I'll get my own car. I don't need you."
Yeah. Yeah, Frank. All right. Let's hear what Ronald has to say. Ronald, you're next on the Taxi Dave radio show.
Yeah, hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hi, this is Ronald. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
All right, I've heard of it.
Yeah, you were saying if you're dissatisfied with the train service you get, and I was telling you, like, I live on the R line, right? I get off the N train from taking an express. I get off of, like, at 59th Street near where I live. And then while you're waiting for the R train, like, three N trains, express trains go by before one R train comes by, you know? You wait, like, a half hour.
A half an hour?
Something like that. And 20
minutes. Is that during rush hour?
Sometimes, yeah, or, like, during the afternoon hours or something, too, you know?
Do you commute to work?
Yeah, I commute to work.
Well, that's really terrible. How do you wait a half hour for a train if you're commuting? The whole idea of mass transportation is to get you there faster. Or maybe you should take a train the other way to one of the express stops and get on further back. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, but I live on the last stop on the R train, and that's I have no choice. But to
so the last stop is also the first stop. Am I correct?
No, when I go home, you know. That's the worst time when I'm going home from work, you know.
I see. And 59th Street in Manhattan?
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. Okay, Frank, do you have any suggestions for Ronald? Okay.
I tell you what, Ronald, I hear you. As a fellow Brooklynite, I got a tough time when I'm standing on a platform and I'm waiting more than 4 minutes, let alone 30 minutes. And I'm with you. I don't understand how they group these trains. Somebody's got to be coordinating these trains. So how could three N trains come blowing by you when there's no R? I look at it as I got to get up an extra 10 or 15 minutes earlier in the morning because I got to try to anticipate everything I'm going to bump into.
You know, it's funny. Some people drive in, Ronald, it takes them an hour and a half. So how long, if you're waiting for a half hour, how long is your total commute?
Well, from 59th Street to here, it should take like maybe 10 to 15 minutes from there.
That's
to
what
here.
It should take. But if you're waiting for trains, how long is it actually taking you?
Oh, about 45 minutes sometimes, you know.
45 minutes instead of, well, you're not going to get a train instantaneously. So let's say instead of 15 to 20, it's taking you 45 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, but it's like Frank said, they should group these trains more accurately, you know.
Hey, Frank's a genius. I don't know if you knew that.
I think it's just common sense. Somebody's got to be coordinating and releasing these trains. And I mean, I don't. You would think that there's more than one train with the letter R on it running in the system that'd be coming up the track.
All right, let's take a thank you for listening, Ronald, and we hope that we helped you. And I will tell you this: bring something to eat because you're going to get awful hungry one day. If that train is scratched, then you have to wait an hour for a local train. Charbel. You're next on Taxi Dave's radio show. Okay, we lost Charbel, so I'm sorry. A lot of people are driving, and it's hard to keep them on the line. So let's take Mike at JFK Airport. You're live on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Taxi Dave, hey, Frank, how you doing?
Michael, how are you?
All right, actually, I just dropped. I'm good, thank you. I just dropped from JFK, and right now I'm near what once was the Bellevue Ebola Ward. So I'm right between the Bellevue Ebola Ward and the psych ward at Bellevue Hospital. So I figured it's a perfect time to call the show.
Thank you so much for the compliment.
No problem. Hey, listen, I was reading the Daily News. It's one of those editorials today where I wish the Daily News would use softer paper, if you know what I mean, right? About the wonders of surge pricing. And meanwhile, every Christmas, the cabbies, we don't get a Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or Happy New Year's. We get a threat letter saying we're going to be, like, thrown into, like, the pit of darkness if we charge anybody a dime more on the meter. Now,
that's right, New Year's Eve. That's right.
Yeah, the traditional New Year's Eve greeting of don't overcharge or we'll revoke your hack license versus thanks for the great year, right? Now, this week, what is this week? This week is, like, the Super Bowl of surge pricing, right? What's going on at the city council?
There's a hearing on Wednesday, December 3rd, at the city council, the transportation committee hearing. And the broad subject is I believe it's taxi cab apps. Actually, I have it right here. Committee on Transportation, City Hall Council Chambers at 10 a.m. Oversight, app technology and the transformation of the taxi and for hire industries. So if you're interested in app technology and the transformation of the taxi and for hire industries, be at the council chambers at City Hall at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, December 3rd. That's exactly what's happening there. Thanks for asking the question. If you're interested in civil rights, there's also a committee on civil rights at 10 a.m. In the committee room, but that's another story.
Well, anyway, let me get back to the action. I'm going to see if I can get a psych patient group ride going back to Kennedy. So good luck with the show.
Don't overcharge him.
No. Let me see what I can do. Okay, bye.
And just to let you folks know, you know, all eyes were on Uber during the snowstorm Wednesday, and there was no surge pricing. But Tuesday, they were offering three times their regular rate. Three times their regular rate Tuesday night. How do I know? Because a friend of mine told me, like, what is this crap? I have to get from A to B three times the regular rate? I'm not going to use the app anymore. I'm going to hail a cab. And that's what's happening, folks. People are learning the hard way. Maybe it's the easy way. You know, it's nice to say, oh, I have this app, you know. Sometimes, you know, and also I wanted you to know I was eating dinner in a restaurant in Manhattan, and the guy at the next table was saying, you know, I used this new app and was telling his girlfriend about it. It took an hour for the Uber car to show up. Anyway, I'm Taxi Dave. This is the Taxi Dave's radio show. We're here with Frank Venezia. I want to thank all you listeners, all you callers. All right, and if it has to do with transportation, this is the place to be every Sunday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I got to go now.
Hey, taxi!
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR.